best ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, Pound King, 124-0, 94 KOs, and still the UBF champion with 113 title defenses, the most in the history of boxing. Back on Pound for Pound Radio, I haven't done radio in 2 days. So yeah, I mean, I beat 20 people this year. What do we, 9 weeks, beat 20 motherfuckers. Got nothing to prove to anybody, okay? Nothing. I proved it. It's on video. I mean, my last fight, I beat the shit out of a 260-pound U.S. Marine. My best win, you know, out of all the 20, my best win period was the one where I knocked the Marine out. You know, the smaller Marine. Now, he was not a heavyweight. He was like 170. He was like a light heavyweight. Yeah, I dropped that motherfucker, and he hit the shelf in the ground. The video got age-restricted, man. It's not the only fight that got age-restricted. When I beat Gonzalez, that shit got age-restricted, too. Well, with that huge right hand I hit Gonzalez with, man, that was a legendary fight, man. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like, I beat so many fucking people, man. Jill Zavala, Deontay Wilder, man. Derek the Giant. DeJean, oh, did you hate a bitch to see the angle that I posted? Of me punching DeJean 4 times in the head? And you fucking clowns have the nerve to say that he beat me? What the fuck? What kind of crack pipe are you bitches on, man? I punched DeJean 4 times in the head. I hit him in the ring with a headshot. And that first round, that was clear cut. Charlie Zelenoff. Man, I even won the second round. I was ahead on points in the second round. But then that's why he cheated, because I beat him in his own turf in front of his own fucking bitch-ass, fake-ass people. And that EJ guy, that bald fucking dude from Thailand, that guy has mental problems, man. I hate that motherfucker, man. Dude, he admitted that I beat Derek the Giant when I was there. He was afraid of me when I was there in person, man. Of course, he talks shit. Yeah, because he knows I ain't coming back to that bitch-ass gym. I beat the shit out of DeJean. I beat the shit out of Derek the Giant. I beat both of his fighters. His plan was to, he thought Derek and DeJean were going to beat me. They both lost, and that's why he's hating, because I beat his fighters. What do you expect? You expect him to, I mean, those are his fighters, and they lost to me. Of course he's going to hate. You know what I'm saying? Go look at my last fight. The motherfucker was 260 pounds. I ragdolled him like he was fucking 60 pounds, man. U.S. Marine, 260-pounder. Look at the way I boxed, my jab, everything, the way my power shots. You know what I'm saying? The way I picked my shots, the way I was moving, the way this motherfucker couldn't touch me. I beat 4 motherfuckers in 4 days. 121, 122 came in the same day. 123, I crushed that martial artist, the Aikido martial artist, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, I'm beating fucking heavyweight martial artists, heavyweight U.S. Marines. Dude, are you serious? Who the Frederick Young, Rick Robinson? Listen, his name is not Rick Robinson. That guy making videos, talking shit, a clown. Why don't you tell everybody your real fucking name, you fucking bitch-ass liar? His name is Nick Schneider. It came up on my car ID, and yes, I have his address. Yeah, he's lucky he was in a different state. Otherwise, I'd literally go and beat the fuck out of him at his own house. But the thing is, if I'm beating a 260-pound Marine, if I hit Deontay Wilder and literally punched Wilder into the fucking other side, I punched Wilder into the ropes. Can you imagine if that punch hit this fucking troll, Rick Robinson? You die in the ring against me. You're not a fighter. Stop making videos. Stop talking about me. You're not a fighter. You don't know anything about fucking boxing. You're a loser. This guy says I handpick my fights. Handpick? Wait a minute. So challenging a guy who's 97 pounds heavier than me, the last guy was a U.S. Marine, and he's a U.S. Marine, and he got 97 pounds on me? That's handpicking, in your opinion? Dude, you need help, son. I'm the greatest. Most of my opponents are heavyweights. I'm 163. I won the UBF title. I weighed in 154. The guy that I beat for the title was 240. You fucking idiot. I hit him 6 times in half a second, man. I'm the greatest of all time, motherfucker. Yeah, I wanted to go fight today. Like, I don't know. I just wanted to, like, go make it 125 and all, but then I thought about it. I'm like, fuck it, man. I want so many fucking fights, you know. I'm just going to save the best for May 3rd, man. You know, I'm just going to, that's the day I'm waiting for, you know. This, man, I can't wait. Like, literally, like, in the morning, so I'm going to go, like, 5, like, 5, 6 in the morning. I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to destroy another huge Marine, or hopefully I'll find a mainstream boxer. That would be fucking immense. That would be huge if I knocked out a mainstream boxer on that day. That would be, listen, that day, these haters are sick in the head, right? Never lost. Shit was 9 years ago at a no contest. That guy, I knocked him out cold on video. Andrew Hartley, we're not going to talk about him. I'm the best. You understand? Yeah, from knocking out Andrew Hartley to outboxing Gilles Zavala and TKO and Deontay Wilder and outboxing Derek the Giant. You know, come on. Look at what level I'm at now. We live today. And right now, Charlie Zonoff is the best, pound for pound best in the world. You know what I'm saying? This Frederick guy has mental problems. He's sick in the head. And yes, if I see him in my area, I'm going to knock him the fuck out. And he's saying he's going to defend himself. Dude, when you're going to be unconscious on the ground, you won't be able to defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I knocked out a guy so bad, the gurney got him. What pisses me off about this son of a bitch is he doesn't mention my victories. You know, like, he's blah, blah, blah. Hey, look what I'm doing while you're blah, blah, blah. This whole fucking last week, I beat 4 people. In February, I beat 6 motherfuckers. In January, I beat 10 people. On video, nobody had headgear. 19 of those fights were recorded. 1 fight was bare knuckle. Didn't get recorded because it was too sudden. It was bare knuckle. Yeah, some black guy started acting smart. I punched him in the fucking face. I beat 20 people this year. I'm 124-0. Almost every fight is on video. Who the fuck have you fought, clown? You're a fucking retard. If I see him in my area, I will knock him out. Then he's going to get his title shot. Let me tell everybody something. APB, the Armenian. That Armenian used to call me out all the time, and I thought the same. I thought he was not worth the title shot. I thought he was just some clown, you know, some idiot, you know. I would ignore his bullshit. But then one day he just got on my nerves so bad, and I literally had no choice. He parked his car at Astroburger. This dude got fucking TKO'd in front of like 100 people. There was like a lot of people at Astroburger. He literally parked the car in a red light, opens the door, comes out. We both get into a fighting stance. See, they didn't film that part. They didn't put that part because I beat him. And this APB was talking a lot of shit, more shit than Frederick, man. He was talking about, yeah, but the thing is, that's, I knew him in person, you know what I mean? That's different. The motherfucker works at some, you know, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, you know, I don't think he's there anymore. I don't even know if they have that shop there. It's like some body shop, you know what I'm saying? It's like where they repair, like, expensive cars. Okay, well, that was, like, next to my house. That's different. It's, you know, but the point is this, that Armenian talked all this shit. I left hooked him in the jaw, and then he finally believed it, that I'm the GOAT. Now, when this guy sees me, he's like, hey, what's up, man? He tries to be cool with me because he's so afraid of me. What, you think he likes me? What, you think he's cool with me? You think he wants to be my friend? No. Deep down, of course, he doesn't like me. He's terrified of me because I punched him already, and he felt that power, and the motherfucker, he doesn't want to get knocked out again. That's what I'm saying. I beat a fucking 260-pound U.S. Marine. The next opponent, another Marine, another huge Marine, or another huge martial artist. Only heavyweights, only heavyweight fighters. That's it. Can't sell me short. I'm not taking steps back unless I have to, unless I really, really have to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to defend myself. Homeboy, nobody can defend against this kind of spitting power. You cannot. Fucking retard. See you in my area. You're going down. Whether it's on video or not, I don't give a fuck. You're going down. At least we're both going to know the truth. That you're going to get knocked the fuck out. That's it. Charlie Z, pound for pound, king. Yeah, I called up Deontay. Not Deontay. I texted Wilder. Said I told him May 3rd. We can get it on Las Vegas or L.A., wherever. Just in Vegas, I know a really good gym, though, where they allow, like, complete full contact. You could fucking fight till the end. You could literally just kill each other now, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I want to. And then I hit up Klitschko. But other than that, everything's been great. Me and my wife are getting along. Yeah, that pussy's mine, baby. That's it. Hey, she's my wife, man. I could say it in public, man. That pussy's mine, man. No shit, it's mine. She's my wife. She's Ms. Zelenov, man. Damn, I haven't had sex with my wife in a while, man. I miss it, man. You know what I mean? I'm fucking being faithful. I'm not, you know, I'm not cheating on her. Even, I mean, come on. Me and her had sex in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did it already. We met in person. We lived together. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the process started. It's just right now, the background check. You know what I mean? It all takes time. But she's going to be here definitely this year. The Homeland Security guy even told me, yeah, she'll be here this year. Nobody knows what month, but she'll be here. If it takes too long, then I don't know. Then it's going to be our decision whether me and her want to wait or not. But the thing is, she's so in love with me that she's willing to wait. She's willing to wait no matter how long it takes. But, 120-4-0, and that many wins, man. There's just, man, look at the, oh yeah, the Dijon video. I hit him four times. It was a four-piece, not a three-piece. Four-piece. I beat his ass. What the fuck is this fucking sick son of a bitch, Frederick, this crazy motherfucker, coming up to him and calling him the Charlie Z beater? What the fuck is wrong with you, you retard? I beat the shit out of him. Derek the Giant, look, both fights I won, clearly, but the Dijon fight was closer. The Derek the Giant fight, dude, are you serious? That was a one-sided fucking lopsided shutout, man. I shut him out. I slipped in the end. That's it. You know what I'm saying? 124-0, the best ever. Charlie Z. I'm going to get to 200 now. Possibly even this year. If not this year, then early next year. But this year, I mean, listen, even if I take this break till, like, if I take the whole April off, and when I win in May, what, you think May 3rd is going to be the only fight I'm winning in May? Come on. I mean, we'll see. I might even beat 2-3 people on that day in the same day. I've done it so many times. All right, let's see here. I've beat multiple people. You know how many times I did it this year? Watch, I'm telling you right now. All right, check this out. All right, the first win of the year was win 105. I destroyed that third-degree black belt. Oh, man, that was phenomenal. And I went off on him like a fucking machine gun. Okay, let's see. Oh, the Kung Fu heavyweight fighter that I knocked out in the ring. That was phenomenal. Then a Marine. You know, I'm known for beating Marines. William Nunes. All right, 109 and 110 were both in the same day. I beat some cruiserweight boxer, that guy that clinched me. I beat his ass. And that same day, I knocked out that Marine that got age-restricted when he hit the fucking shelf and ground. That was my best knockout. That was vicious. I need to post some replays of that knockout. You can't ignore that kind of power, man. All right, now let's see. Oh, here we go. 111, 112, and 113. Three different boxers, all three lost to me in the same day. Every fight's on video. All three fights posted in the same fucking day. Yeah, 114 was phenomenal. Shaolin Karate. Yeah, that beat the shit out of that guy. The way I did it, too, that was just incredible, man. Yeah, 115 was some gangbanger, you know. I punched him bare knuckle, though. But every other fight is recorded. 116, the Krav Maga fighter, man. His fucking beanie flew off his head, man. 117 was phenomenal. Oh, there we go. Three people again in one day. 115, 116, 117 scored in one day. 118, Robert Parker, the Team Gracie, mainstream MMA heavyweight. That was a one shot in there. Hansa Kielba, yeah, that was one of my best ones ever. That was phenomenal. 270-pound U.S. Marine, that was great. Yeah, 121, 122, both scored in the same day. Filipino martial artist that actually fought back and still got stopped and quit. And that bitch-ass motherfucker that I destroyed, and the guy was hiding behind the treadmill, and the guy tried to stab me. That guy was 4-0 in MMA. He had 4 submissions. He was 180 pounds. We put on gloves, and I annihilated him. You all saw it. It's on the video, okay? And then he tried to bare knuckle with me, and I punched him in the face. The fight was over with. That's it. Then I turn my back, and I'm trying to just, like, leave the gym. And this son of a bitch comes from behind, tries to choke me. We get restrained. Then he realized, he's like, fuck, you know, he's so frustrated that I beat his ass, and he wants some sort of revenge. And motherfucker took out a pen and tried to stab me, and then the cops and the paramedics grabbed him. Yeah, send the motherfucker not to the hospital, you know what I'm saying? At 124, I beat a 260-pound U.S. Marine. I mean, he's not just a Marine, but he was 260 pounds, you understand? If that guy let his hands go and hit fucking whoever, not me, I got iron chin, I'm the GOAT. Nobody can beat me. No, I beat his ass, and you sick haters are always throwing excuses and asterisks and blah, blah, blah. But the guy that I beat was 260 pounds, and he was a Marine. But I do this all the time. That Johan Sekioba guy, that guy, look, he was some TV fighter. He had like one commercial bullshit. I hate those commercial fighters. Look what I did to him in the locker. I beat the shit out of him, man. Surprise attack my ass, you fucking retard. Rick Robinson, a.k.a. Nick Schneider. He says I surprise attacked him. No, you fucking clown. I tell them all what's at stake. You fucking idiot, man. What about Derek DeJohn, man? DeJohn, how I punched DeJohn in the head 4 times. DeJohn knew he had a fight that day. He still got his ass beat, though. Derek DeJohn, he got in the ring. He knew he had a fucking title fight that day. Deontay Wilder. Did I surprise attack him, too? Left hook and jaw. The motherfucker saw me coming. Boom. Oh, May 7th is coming up, by the way, actually. Me and my homies are going to celebrate. Oh, I'm going to win May 3rd, and then May 7th we're going to celebrate, too, because May 7th, 2 years. It's going to be 2 years how Charlie Zeleno beat Deontay Wilder. So, yeah. Since the motherfucker doesn't want a rematch. What rematch? I punched him one time, and the guy's back flew into the ropes. I mean, there's no point of a rematch. I mean, oh, yeah, okay, second fight. I punched him in the body. He caught me with a lucky shot, and then he didn't get revenge because he disqualified himself. So that's it. Wilder lost twice, man. It's over. If he ever does fight me a third time, I'm gonna knock him out. I'm gonna beat him again with one punch, except this time his back is gonna hit. He's gonna hit the ground. Gilles Zavala, he's never fought after he lost to me. I outboxed Gilles Zavala. I mean, come on. The guy, Gilles Zavala, I mean, the guy's knocking people out on television. And I literally beat him so easy, shut him out, just looked, my jab looked so spectacular that fight. And this sick motherfucker, Rick Robinson, wants to say that I handpicked my fights. Floyd Mayweather Jr., for one, I would annihilate Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's way too small. He would not be able to take my power. I would kill him. I would get him against the ropes, and I would just batter him until it's over. But Floyd does not fight heavyweights. He does not fight 260-pound Marines. He does not fight. Johan Sekioba was 220. He does not fight heavyweight MMA fighters. He does not fight heavyweight boxers. He does not fight heavyweight martial artists, all these Wing Chun motherfuckers, Shaolin Karate. He doesn't fight these guys, okay? He literally handpicks his opponents. He gets fucking weak-ass Andre Berto, weak-ass Manny Pacquiao, these little motherfuckers that are no threat at all. How do we beat these guys 2-on-1? These guys are terrible. They're so small. They're, what, 5'6", 5'7"? I mean, come on. That 260-pound Marine, his one arm, literally, he's literally bigger than Mayweather and Pacquiao put together. You know what I'm saying? The wind of his punch would knock out Mayweather and Pacquiao. Beat the shit out of that guy with ease, man. What, 124-0? And let me just say this, you know. All right. See, motherfuckers, finally shut the fuck up. Hold on, some questions. How much are you looking forward to scoring another KO, man? I can't wait, man. I'll do it. I'd literally go right now. Like, I'd literally go today and then make it 125-0. But the thing is, I want to save the best for May 3rd. I want to make it hurt for these haters, you know what I mean? They always try to annoy me and bother me. May 3rd, I'm going to beat the fuck out of somebody. Another huge Marine or a martial artist or another huge boxer, or 6'10", like that, 6'10", Ron. Hopefully, I'll try to get Chet Congo, but that son of a bitch hasn't called back, so. I got a hold of his gym. I went to his gym. He wasn't there, so. If Chet Congo fights me on May 3rd, then yeah, I'll definitely knock him the fuck out. What do you do for fun when you're not fighting or in general? Well, I talk to my wife. I Skype with my wife a lot because I mean, we're long distance. I watch my fights a lot. It's pretty fun to watch a boxer that fast and that strong and knowing that that boxer is you. You know what I mean? How many fans do you estimate to have in just your area? A lot, man. I got fans everywhere, man. I lost count, man. I got fans everywhere. The Grove, fucking the Beverly Center. These are like places in L.A. Hollywood Boulevard, Melrose, fucking everywhere you go. Like, you know, a lot of stores. I mean, I got free Coke and Pepsi at the fucking Johnny Rockets at the Grove. It's like $2-3 there. It's expensive for a drink, and then they try, they're like, you're the champ, you don't have to pay, you know what I'm saying? The security's there, it's on video, the security said, I'm the champ, you know what I mean? I got real-life fans, man. The music they listen to, rap. And a lot of instrumentals, too. You saw my last fight, I posted a video, rap instrumental, that shit was fucking hardcore. I'm punching the Marine, and then there's music going on, yeah, go watch it. On air with the greatest of all time, Charlie Z, 124-0. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, what's up, champ? It's Frank Steya.
All right. Yo, what's good, man?
Not much, man. Just tuning in, checking out the show. I'm in. You know.
What's your thoughts on my last one, man? The 260 film Marine. Dude, that guy was huge.
You constantly killing it, bro. You know what I mean? Thanks. Killing it. So you can't, you know, you can't nobody touch it.
Yeah, I mean, some guys fight back, some don't. Some are just gun-shy and scared, and they just get, you know, when I hit them, they get stage fright, and they just show up, and they lose, you know what I mean? And some motherfuckers like that cruiserweight Mexican Mario, he was swinging the whole time, and I still beat him. So it really doesn't make a difference.
No. That's what you're doing. But what's going on with this guy that you're saying that wants to fight Ellison in the beginning? I haven't heard anything about this one. You got a new adversary?
Who that? Froze? I think his number froze.
How was it?
To all the psychotic haters out there, all right. No, Charlie's on is unbeatable, but they always ask me, all right. What would happen if you lost? Impossible. In a boxing match or in a bare knuckle fight, stand up. Nobody can beat me. Come on. 124 tried and 120. I'm unbeatable. I'm literally unbeatable. My hands contain so much power and speed that it's impossible to beat me. But if, God forbid, I was to ever lose a fight, what would happen? I would rematch the guy. I would knock him out in the rematch, and I would continue on with my career and keep winning. That's what would happen, man. But let me tell you right now, I'm never going to lose. Trust me. Yeah, back on that. What happened, man?
I'm back here. I'm back, man.
702.
Yeah. What's up, bro? Yeah. What's up, bro? All right, time
to... Hold on. Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, some technical difficulties. Yes, so me and my wife, we talked about moving to Vegas because, for one, there's, you know, there's a lot of great gyms out there, and I really want to knock out this punk Jaylon Love. I want to knock out Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather never wants to fight me, but, you know, if I see the punk, I've seen him twice in real life. If I see him again, I'm going to knock him the fuck out. I don't care who he's with. Yeah, man. Charlie, unbeatable. The best ever. Yeah, basically, this fucking troll, Rick Robinson, man, he's just some jealous fucking pussy, you know what I mean? Like, where's his videos of him fighting a Johan Sekioba, who's 220 pounds, or a Gio Zavala, or a Deontay Wilder, or a U.S. Marines 260, or a martial artist, the guy with the Superman shirt? That guy was black belt in Aikido, man. Yeah, Steven Seagal is a fucking actor. I would murder Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal is not a fighter. He's an actor. He supposedly did Aikido. Yeah, right. For movies, maybe. Yeah, like, fucking, this guy actually did it. He did it to fight. You know what I'm saying? Steven Seagal is just a fucking fake motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'd break that guy's face. But the Aikido guy that I beat, you saw when I left hooked him in the fucking jaw on video. Yeah, well, he was an actual fighter. He was a fighter. Steven Seagal is an actor. You know what I'm saying? And then the fight after, U.S. Marine, same result, destroyed him. But see, that wasn't the full fight. You all saw me left hook that motherfucker, but that wasn't the full fight because I'm telling you, the woman holding the camera, as soon as she saw me connect that bomb, she got scared and she turned that whole shit off and gave me the fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? No, like, she turned it off and I'm still punching the shit out of this dude. And then she gives me the fucking phone and says she got it recorded. And I'm like, okay. I press play and I see just one punch. I'm like, wait a minute. I tell her, I hit this guy like 5-6 times. Where were the other punches? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had it. I'm like, wow. That's far. I was so pissed off. That's why I went back to the gym and beat the shit out of that Marine. Like, if she got that whole fight, oh, yeah, I probably wouldn't have even fought that Marine. So, see, everything happens.